Dr. Vera Rubin is a research astronomer at the Carnegie Institution of Washington and a member of the National Academy of Sciences.
The star map at the base of the Einstein statue is on a field of emerald pearl granite embedded with metal studs. These plot the positions of more than 2,700 stars, planets, and other celestial objects as they appeared in the night sky on the date that the Einstein statue was dedicated. These, the brightest stars as seen from the Earth, may be faint stars that are relatively close, or much brighter stars, but much further away. In addition to single stars, you can find double stars, multiple stars, clusters of stars, some composed of tens of thousands of stars. Also included in the map are the planets of our solar system that were visible on the dedication date. All of the stars shown are members of our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. This means that they are bound to our galaxy by the gravitational attraction of the dense nucleus and the other stars in dark matter within our galaxy. These all orbit about the center of our galaxy. Even though our sun orbits with a speed of 500,000 miles per hour and carries its planets with it, it takes us about 200 million years to complete one orbit about the center of our galaxy. Our universe is filled with hundreds of billions of other galaxies, each composed of billions of stars. The Andromeda Galaxy, the closest large galaxy to our own, is shown as a speck on the Einstein map. There are four other galaxies placed on the map. Can you find them?